What do you think?
Where you been?
It was the right.
The guy in that yellow bus.
I can't, it's good to know.
Okay, call of order, let's start this meeting. First thing we're gonna do is stand up and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, sir.
This is gonna be a roll call for the supplemental budget meeting. Roll call?
Let Danielle call up, please.
Okay.
Tom Bean.
Present.
Rick Contestable.
Rick Contestable.
Yes.
Present.
Camille Soares Brown.
Here.
Al Cornell.
Present.
Sharon Hartung.
Here.
Joe Spear.
Here.
Ken Range.
Here.
Richard Heath.
Here.
And Roy Davis is absent.
Okay. This is supposed to be a presentation of the supplemental budget meeting. Obviously, the budget had to be readjusted, we'll call it that. And Gary, Port Manager, Gary Dillinger, in layman's terms, a little understanding of what's going on here.
Kim, unfortunately, is not going to be here. Her husband was sick, and she had a big amount of business.
Just a second, though. You could have this one.
Anyways, I'll try to take care of her. So basically, what we brought you guys here today,
she's your woman.
Cleaning up our budget. We have some changes that we need to go through. So I'll just go through real quick, like a quick summary of what we're doing. We're reducing cash carryover from the previous year. They were receiving State of Oregon lottery dollars for a new fuel dock. It's roughly $600,000 that we're gonna get from the state, so that's plugged in the budget. We're also adding another $25,000 to pre-engineering and permitting for that fuel dock. Then we're also doing the FEMA piling project reimbursements increased to $195,000. That's, you guys know what the piling project, that's basically one piling project.
Were these on the budget for last year?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we're kind of cleaning these up.
Okay.
That income.
Yeah, that's income. Yeah. We also purchased a pre-owned truck that we've noted in here. We're also moving EDOT electrical funds to demo the green building. Moving funds from the professional fees at the RV park and security patrol to install security cameras. That's if the regular board approves those changes. We're showing those changes that we're taking the monies from these other projects. And then the last thing, the remaining funds that are not used, we're putting into ending fund balance. So that's basically cash at the end of the year. So that's the changes in a nutshell. I know Ken did a pretty detailed summary.
A yellow outline?
Yeah, she did two summaries. One, a summary on the cover sheet. She did a summary page by page. And then also the changes.
Here it is.
Hopefully everybody had time to review it. She had notes on the side of every change going to be done on the budget. So, you guys have any questions?
I don't. It's I have a lack of accounting experience. Can you explain to me this carryover? Is it less from a larger amount of money? And exactly how does it work?
Well, the cash carry is basically what's left in the bank that we have at that fiscal year end. So budget time, it's roughly when we're budgeting, we're several months prior to the end of the year. Actually, more than several months, 3 or 4 months. So it's just a projection, and we're projecting more money that we're gonna have in the bank, but it turns out that we're gonna have $90,000 less.
Okay, so...
So that's part of the adjustment?
Yeah, that's part of the adjustment. That's the very...
And plus, there were some construction things that were canceled or postponed?
No, it's just we have less money than what we anticipated.
Okay.
Welcome to America.
Well, yeah. Sometimes it's hard to tell what you're spending at the end of the year. You know, depends what comes up. I mean, if you're going to spend more money on something that broke, that's unexpected, then you're spending more money. I mean, the budget is basically just an estimate of what we're trying to do. And the supplemental budget hearings that we do is just...
Adjustments.
Adjustments and fix what we know is happening.
Okay.
And the biggest one is the $600,000 that we're coming in. So we're doing a lot of fixes in this hearing just to get it done in one time.
Well, the demolition for the green building was estimated at $65,000, and now it's at $80-something thousand.
It was a wide range. I know when I first talked about it, it could be, it depended on, you know, how many stories you have and you know, if you're going to demo the concrete or not.
Right.
So right
are,
now,
are they going to do the concrete?
Yeah, concrete and all is getting removed for $84,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the regular board already approved using the money for the DDoC electrical to get rid of the green building. So that's what we're doing.
Anybody else have questions for Gary?
Not right now.
Rick?
The funds that could change around from electrifying, how is that going to affect the use of the marina?
CDOT.
Or DDoC?
Yeah.
I don't think it would affect anything.
It just means it's going to stay where it's at.
Yeah. Stay unpowered.
But if the DDoC, it was for the power, to put mm-hmm. power pedestals on it, and we just
postpone it.
Won't be able to do it right now.
Okay. Tom?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. Mr. Travis, do you have anything to say about this readjustment?
Nope.
Anybody else have anything to say about this readjustment?
If I may comment a little bit about the budget and material. So public agencies can't go broke, theoretically. So you should always have
somebody
money, especially because we don't lose it. And some government agencies, if you don't use it, you don't get it back.
Right.
But because in this case, we don't lose it, it's always, I think, wise to have some money carrying forward from the next year. And usually, a lot of times that's reflected in savings to estimated cost. You know, if they don't use all the money they need, it goes into the carry forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing in this case to have money carried over, as long as it's not half your budget. I mean,
right.
If it's a reasonable amount that's carried over, that makes a lot of sense.
Any more questions?
I just have one. Did that truck cost us $30,000?
No. We bought a new truck for $25,000, which was already approved.
All right. And then how much was the used truck?
$4,800.
Okay.
You get that from a dealer,
right?
No, we got it from the Oregon Surplus Shop.
Oh, nice.
And it was actually a pretty good deal. It's a pretty good truck.
Is that four-door pickup?
It's a Ford or Chevy, well, it's kind of like a crew cab.
Right. Okay.
Or just so you guys know, our lift gate truck that we have for taking care of our fish carcasses, it was pretty much done. It's been running us last lake for like the last 3 years. It's been sucking down water. It has a crackhead, so we've been pumping water into it all the time.
Okay.
The brakes, you hear the brakes squealing from, I think, probably.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a long list of things, so it finally gave up. So we figured just buy another used truck and we're going to transfer the lift gate to that truck.
Oh, it will transfer?
I'm
glad to hear that truck's going away. Every time I drove by it,
And we tried fixing the brakes too, so that's
well, it wasn't just that. There was a lot of other noises coming out of that.
So, Joe, you have anything to say to the budget committee? Sharon?
It's very clear.
Okay. Public comments. There's only one public person here. Do you have a comment?
For the meeting.
Gary.
Okay, well.
I think it's good.
For the approval of the adjustment, budget adjustment, is there any motion from from any of you guys?
I so moved.
Second.
Okay, let's have a vote.
Can you please read the motion as written? Because Cam would like to have that on record. Thank you for formal approval.
Okay.
It's on the front page.
I got it. I move that the Budget Committee approve the proposed supplemental budget.
Let Tim.
All right. I move that the Budget Committee approve the proposed supplemental budget as presented for the Port of Brookings Harbor 2019-2020 fiscal year.
Then second?
I second.
Take a vote.
Then Danielle?
Camille?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah.
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second.
Well, that's quick.
I like this.
He's your yard man. The last I saw him, he was working on the back of the boat.
You call him my yard man, he calls him my partner in crime.
Look what Al did.